Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Hi, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you getting on?
I'm good. I'm just sitting in my bed. I'm not wearing any pants. It's so great.
Keeping it comfy.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to go for full comfort this morning.
This is throwing me back to big...
lockdown hours?
Yeah.
I know, I'm sorry. I've got a really busy day ahead and I just had to, you know, do it from home. And it's the beauty of technology, right?
Hey, we love technology. 2020 vibes all round. Hey, what television are you talking about this morning, Sam?
Okay, so this is a long-winded explanation, but I'll do my best to explain it. This is the show called The Duchess on Netflix.
Okay.
It's a semi-biographical story of Catherine Ryan, who's a Canadian and then oftentimes UK comedian. Her background basically is she moved to the UK when she was like 21, 22 from Canada. She was a self-described tramp, she says, and she got pregnant with... a random man and had a child at a very young age and then to raise that child as a single mother, going into comedy and then becoming like
wow.
A very big talk show star in the UK, oftentimes alongside Jimmy Carr on like those like British chat shows.
Panel kind of format things.
Yeah, very, yeah.
I think I've caught her on a few of those before. But,
yeah, she's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's the blonde and very tall, eh?
Yeah,
I'm
very
thinking
tall.
Of the right person. Yeah.
She's great. I find her quite funny. I've watched a few clips of her on YouTube and stuff, and this show is basically about that journey, about being a single mother and having a grown-up daughter and what it's like and the constant pressures from the world around you to settle down with a man and have another kid and you're running out of time, you're 33, like what are you going to do, and all of that kind of stuff. And she decides, the character, who's also named Catherine in the show because it's autobiographical,
yep.
She decides she wants another kid to be a sibling to her daughter Olive, and she has three options. She can either get a sperm donor, she can have a kid with her two-year-long boyfriend named Evan, who is the sweetest, loveliest guy, an Australian dentist who just wants the best for her. Some would say a simp, but they only see each other. Every Saturday because she wants to keep him at arm's distance because she's been hurt by men before, or her ex, or her ex-husband who's a pop star and is all washed up and is a bit crazy.
Well, you don't want someone washed up to be the father of your second child.
But she thinks that her child that she has now is the perfect child in the whole wide world, and she was like, well, if I made this child with this guy, surely the second one would be the same.
That's her logic, right?
That's her logic.
Oh,
and this show is basically very off the wall, very campy, I would say. Catherine Ryan is a very specific type of humour. I got it in the end. And she is very crass, very rude, lots of swearing in the show. She kind of exists as above everyone else. She thinks she's too glamorous and too cool, and all the other mums are just like very humdrum and boring with their five kids and their puffer vests. And she kind of just blazes through the show just being rude to everyone around her and acting like she's the best.
It's quite a bold move to be like, this is a show sort of about me, also here
I am the best.
Being the best and also a bit of a dick, you know?
Oh, but that's actually her comedy set. So her comedy sets, and I've seen a few of her shows and stuff, so lots of the jokes from her shows have just been recycled into this TV show, which I don't particularly love because I kind of like seeing something new and fresh. And
if you're a big fan of her work, you'll probably be quite familiar with that. So I can see how that would be maybe a bit frustrating. But if you're a newbie like me, it could be, you know, great for the first time around. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can see how it happened. Like Netflix would have seen her comedy special and be like, oh my God, turn this into a show. And she did. And it's six episodes, so it's super, super quick. They're all like 25 minutes long. And it just goes by so fast. And I was reading some reviews because it's very mixed reviews online at the moment. There's people that love it, there's people that hate it.
I was going to say mixed reviews on the text machine. We've had, I enjoyed this show and The Duchess is awful text come in so far. So it's a polarizing one.
No.
It's a very polarizing show. And I've seen someone that said that every time Catherine Ryan walks onto screen, she sets it afire, which I think is great. I think it's very true. And I'm still on the fence about whether this show is a good show or a bad show. I enjoyed it personally, but I think I also went into it biased.
Yeah, because you're like, I love Catherine Ryan. That's just fair enough. I think that's an all right entry point to any kind of TV.
Is the storyline gripping, Sam? Has it got like some decent, you know, character development?
So with Catherine Ryan's character, no, which I find frustrating because she kind of just goes from decision to decision and nothing makes sense. And you kind of just scream at your TV being like, why are you doing this? Like, make a good decision. Like, you know, everyone's right there. But then it also plays on that because I think the point of it and the point of Catherine Ryan's stand-up is that I don't need a man. So we're all telling her to go with Evan, the safe 2-year-long dentist boyfriend who's really nice to you and stuff. But then are we then telling her that she should just settle for someone that she thinks is, you know, passable? And are we doing that to every woman over 30 years old who's a single mother? And that's kind of like, I think, the nuance that she played in, but I don't think it came across as well in the show as she would have liked. And there's this one scene where Catherine confronts her daughter's inevitable growing up, because the show kind of deals with like Instagram and women's bodies and what it means to be a mother of a young child in 2020.
Yeah.
And Catherine deals with her daughter growing up, and there's just like this very sweet scene that fully made me cry. So, you know, I love a show that makes me cry. And I was like, oh, okay, this is the part where I see like the heart of the show.
Right.
But I think there is something to be said that maybe the show wasn't as well written as they would have liked it to be. Like, maybe there was stuff that was left on the cutting room floor, or maybe it just wasn't thought all the way through, that it doesn't give the ups and downs of a mother and showing that stuff that Catherine Ryan wants to show, I think, as clearly as she would have liked.
Yeah.
But I still think it's only, you know, 2 hours long and very, very enjoyable and very, very fun. And I think it's a very easy watch.
Sounds like quite a good maybe entry point to Catherine Ryan as a comedian as well. If you want to sort of, you know, see what she's like, see if you find her funny, is this a good place to start?
I definitely think so. I definitely think it's just Catherine Ryan being Catherine Ryan.
Excellent.
For as long as she can. And also, like, I know I shouldn't talk about clothes, but the clothes she wears in the show, just it makes me just so happy to see what she wears. Like, the costume designer on the show just must have had so much fun.
I did just look up some photos, and I see what you mean about kind of campy and fabulous, and a lot of sort of power suits and big headbands and things going on.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. And her ex-husband, the father of Olive, is also just like this off-the-wall character that I really enjoyed watching, despite him being despicable. and the show, the way I've explained it makes it sound kind of serious, like this striving to have a second kid and stuff, but the show does just go from wacky to wacky elements, like,
nice,
while blending in speech about female bodies and how you can be a feminist while still being a wag. it also goes through, no, that's from the show, I didn't make that up, this is my own opinion.
I nearly spat out my coffee.
It's true. It's literally like Catherine Ryan says. She says I can still be a feminist and be a wife and a mother. Like, she's, and like, she was the wife of a pop star, so that's what it was all about.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it does blend that stuff in a way that I enjoyed, but I don't think it was like perfectly done. And
well,
I think
maybe
that's where it struggles.
Maybe it's got, it's still got its heights to reach. Maybe we'll get a second season and it'll really hit the mark full on.
From what I'm seeing, I don't expect a second season, unfortunately, because I just...
One and done.
Well, no, because like, it's always the way with these Netflix shows is they book, obviously, a really short amount of episodes to see if people like it, and if it's got a great fan response, they do it again, and if it doesn't have a perfect fan response, they just cut it, because they have the money to throw around to like make a show very quickly and then get rid of it.
Yeah,
which
I
find is just that Netflix model that I don't love.
No.
Because it gives... But it also
like
gives
fast
the
food.
Great opportunity... Oh, it is like fast food, right?
Mm.
I mean, I watched it all in, you know, 2 hours, and I was done. I was like, okay, what happened?
Like, where have I been?
I thought I was going to watch like an episode and go to sleep on Saturday night, and then I finished it all. I was like, okay, sweet. Well, now it's midnight, and I can watch another movie if I want to. Right?
Well, it sounds like a good, fun TV show to watch. The Duchess, it's on Netflix, and you're giving it a solid yes, go and watch this, it's fun time kind of a review. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah, I'm giving you 2 finger points from across the bar and a wink.
Nice. I like that. Thank you very much, Sam. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a lovely weekend. And we'll see you next Friday.
Yes, for Succession, because I am watching Succession, I promise.
Ah.
It's just a long show. And
slow
I'm
burn,
to get through
slow
it.
Burn.
Yeah.
All right. Ka kite. See you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.